Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We have the man, Captain Frank Lowe Presti from the Royal Polaris Shogun, and his first mate, Kathy Rounds, is here too. And we're giving away some amazing prizes this morning, both to texters and callers.
Yeah, this is just a great show. Always love having Frank and Kathy. There's so much fun stories and great info from all the years of fishing and knowledge. And like you say, man, prizes are unbelievable today. If you want to participate, you've got a question for Frank or Kathy, you'd like to join us on the show, we'd love to hear from you. 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phones. Or you can text the show only via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just download our app, and as soon as you fire it up, you'll see one of the first tabs is text the show, and you can get your questions right through. And today, you'll want to make sure that you include your contact info in the text, because we have two separate prizes. So everybody that calls us at 213-432-1090 is eligible to win a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. And then everyone who texts the show today is eligible to win a $200 gift certificate of your choice, the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, or the Polaris Supreme.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Well, hey, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it. It's time for our catch report today. That FishDope.com report is sponsored by Summit Gasoline. Discount Everingham Brothers Live Bait gift certificates, ice, fishing tackle, fishing licenses, beer, soda, water, snacks, coffee, and most importantly, the best prices on gas and diesel. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's a very easy in and out with your boat and trailer, and for a limited time, you can get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. You heard that right, 100 pounds of free ice. There's no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need to go fishing than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena in San Diego.
You might see Frank filling up there.
You sure will.
Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's biting. Talk to our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. He's got our FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Frank, Kathy. Hey, I got to tell you, Frank. I just love the insight and the stories when you're on the show there. It's just fascinating. They need to have you back a lot more often.
For sure.
So yesterday, guys, I stepped out of the shop right after sundown heading home there. Man, that wind was blowing, and it was freezing. It sure got to be wintertime all of a sudden. I much prefer the summer, personally. But conditions offshore are still pretty fishable, for sure. So over at Catalina, I'm going to do something a little different here. I'm going to share a little Catalina insight with you guys there. So we know that those big wintertime yellows that hang around that island, they love hanging out near deep water structure. And we also know that those fish, almost all fish, are never far from the cafeteria. You know, they got to eat. So you find a bait, you're going to find some fish. So when you combine the two with lots of bait near some bad neighborhoods, you typically got a pretty good setup to go catch a yellowtail. So if I was going over to the island tonight, go catch some bait and try and catch something in the morning, I would definitely be setting up in the isthmus right now, somewhere near that Coast Guard buoy out there in like 22 fathoms like that. And there's a decent amount of bait in there. And that sector, that nice sand bottom where the bait's at, is surrounded by Eagle Reef just above it, Shiprock outside of it, the isthmus high spot, Bird Rock, the Harbor Reef just below it, and the rocky shoreline of the island itself. It's just a natural fish trap. And the best part is it's usually flat calm in there most of the time. So if there's any yellows around, which can't got to imagine that there's going to be, that's one of the spots where you're going to find them. So if we're fishing out there on that bait grounds right now, a dropper loop on the bottom is always a good thing. And then fishing like a half to three-quarter ounce slider with the squid floating that from surface down toward midwater, that's a good thing. And then certainly fish a yo-yo jig in there because we've got some nice ones on the yo-yo in there. that's always a good shot. And the only downside to that sector is that it sports a very healthy population of very large black sea bass. So you hook them on the lighter gear out there and, man, get ready for a battle. But, yeah, it's typically pretty good fishing at this time of year. And there's a lot more going on. There's still tuna on the Tanner. That swordfish bite down there on the 9 is still cranking along. There's been some nice ones caught. And pretty good local bass fishing. It's nice that they opened up that closure in our area here from that oil spill. It was ridiculous how long they kept that in place. But for the guys fishing the bass along the beach that know the structure spots there, it's been pretty darn good fishing. So that's this week's report, something a little different. And next week we'll have a little something for you then also.
Good insight there, Mark, and the Isthmus High spot there. And, yeah, thank goodness they finally opened up that Orange County thing. I can't even imagine. There's some pretty good fishing and lobster fishing in those zones, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the poor lobster guys, I mean, it just decimated them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they're going to get in there and make hay now. But, you know, the bass fishing for the guys that, you know, were maybe fishing where they weren't supposed to. You know, we've been getting steady reports, haven't been able to use them, but there have been some really good bass fishing. The water's clean and stable temperature, and a few big yellows living on the pipes there. It's been decent fishing, yeah.
Good stuff. Well, hey, of course, fishdope.com, Danny and the boys were the first to break the news about the opening of the closure there, and all the other good stuff there going on. Fishdope.com, they have the info. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Editor by that big Chevron station. And the phone number is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Good information. Good inside intel there from Captain Mark Wish. And we'll see you next week. All right. Very good.
We'll see you guys.
While we're waiting for Marcos to get rolling with us, we had some great texts that have come through. And this one is good morning from a friend of the show. Good morning to everybody, especially Frank and Kathy. Heading out tomorrow with Ali R and the Supreme for 10 days. And if somebody wants to go, I know there's an open spot, and that's from our great friend Eric Sheets in Fallbrook. So you have the master reel mechanic going on the trip with you.
Wow.
Something goes down, Eric.
You want to jump on, you better jump on that. Yeah.
Next to having a doctor on the boat, that's the next best thing.
Yeah. You got that right.
You got the real doctor.
Yeah, the real doctor.
Yeah, for sure. Another great text from our friend Cheer Critchlow. He has a question for Kathy. A couple years ago, you discussed your opinion about a favorite Wahoo gear. Would love to hear your current thoughts on the subject.
It's the same. I love my 700M, my CalStar 700M. I think it's great. If you fish too stiff of a rod, you're going to lose them as soon as they shake their head. So I always fish a softer rod instead of a heavy. And my Accurate 500, what do they call it?
Valiant?
Yeah. No. Just the
Turn.
The Boss, the Dauntless.
A Boss. Yeah, a Boss 500.
Kind of their standard.
Yeah, because it fits my hand better than the 600.
Yeah.
The 500 just, you know, for guys, it's probably a 600. You get more out of it. But for me, being smaller and hand smaller, that 500 is just my perfect setup.
Mono, lots of mono, no mono. How do you like
it? You know, I do castable mono and then the rest spectra.
So,
and I fish 50.
Okay. And when you're turning the handle and stacking the line back in the reel, you're doing that with mono?
Most of it's spectra.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're casting the bomb off, letting it sink down, and you're into the spectra.
Oh, way into the spectra.
Okay.
I just want castable past the knot, castable. But yeah,
yeah,
I let it sink out to the spectra.
Okay.
What's your lure?
Definitely. Oh, it depends on what's working. You got to be flexible.
What's your favorite?
Any kind of jig. I don't want to say any one brand. Pink's my favorite color. They seem to like
A Wahoo bomb?
No, not a bomb.
Bombs.
Bombs are harder to get bit. They're easier to get your fish.
Uh-huh.
But I just like straight tie to a jig.
Okay.
And it could be, you know, any one of a million. There's quite a few I have in my arsenal.
Wire or no wire?
No wire. Straight,
no wire.
Straight tire.
Straight tire.
Yeah.
They're different.
You get bit. Unless you're in just a wide open bite, and then you're going to use a bomb because they're going to get bit.
Now, you were talking. You just showed us pictures. Harold Davis was on that epic trip.
Yes, it was a Davis.
Frank talked about,
well,
right?
It was all Davis boat owners. 28 out of 32
Wow.
Boat owners,
so you had some anglers on that trip.
Well, they'd all caught albacore, so at least they knew how to work, and that's why we got so many, because they knew how to work with people.
Yeah.
But you were saying a high percentage had not done big fish fishing.
All
like
28
that.
Of them.
Yeah.
The biggest thing they caught was an albacore, and they were all on rental tackle.
That's so cool.
There were four of us on the trip that, you know, had done it before, and 28 that had never done anything like that. They're all private boat fishers.
Wow.
Fishermen.
Frank, when you're running a trip like that, is it better or worse isn't fair to say, because that's not it, but you know, the success of people, is it better for them to have a blank slate like that, or is it easier to you know, deal with big ones?
It all depends on the group and whether they listen or not.
Okay.
Some groups listen extremely well, which that group did, and
well,
they cooperated.
Well, they did. Even though they follow peril, they knew they listened.
It's hard to believe.
All but one.
All but one person. Yeah. By the way, Harold's trip this year was a great trip. They all had.
Yeah,
that's cool.
But anyhow, it all depends on the group. Okay, you know, the same thing happened when I used to run 81 passengers on the searcher.
81 passengers on the searcher.
I ran 2 weeks with 81 passengers.
That during the albacore days?
Yeah.
81
on the searcher.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy mackerel. Can you imagine?
Cool.
Ran 81 every day.
Yeah.
Saved my butt, believe me.
Wow.
Before that, I was averaging 13 passengers a day fishing the islands, and then the albacore showed up.
81.
Wow.
That's a good. That's
and we
business.
Were the, because the searcher was fast, we were about the only, we had to go 90 miles.
Ah, yeah.
But one group would do great, the next group would do terrible. Yeah. It all depended how they listened.
Sure.
You think we're ever going to see albacore again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. Just keep predicting, like Tommy was.
Don't ask me
keep
when.
Predicting it.
Because I'm not stepping into that hole again.
Yeah.
Well, I always say the same thing. Pete will be the guy that correctly predicts the albacore.
I predict it every year.
Because he predicts them every year. And, the, you know, at this point, there's nobody left in the game. So you got it. Yeah.
Tommy was always the one that predicted it every year, so I had to take over for Tommy.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, well, let's continue on with our catch report. Head on over to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to the man. Marcos is on the line. Good morning, Marcos.
How's everyone doing today?
Yeah, we're doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Good.
Well, I finally had to wind down a bit, and it's kind of we made it to December with some spectacular fishing. That was a long season, and it's about time for some of those guys to do some boat work on those boats. We've been doing a lot of fishing, take a little break, but still have some good fishing on the half day there. New Seaforth out there catching good bottom fishing in the morning, still seeing that reds, rockfish, whitefish. Yesterday afternoon they had 40 calico bass for 13 guys and about the same amount released. So very good half day fishing there. And the final day and a half trip for us, the tribute got back this morning, and they finished the season with limits of bluefin on there with fish up to 60 pounds. So even into December, we still had some great fishing there. But like I said, it's time for those guys to take a little rest and get ready for the albacore that Pete predicted in January there. He told me personally, albacore on the full day trip. That's what Pete told me.
I'm really glad that he told you that, because I'm ready for that, Marcos. That sounds
perfect, right?
You're here first.
Yeah. Marcos and I together were predicting it, right?
Pete told me that's what's going to happen.
Yep. Let's go for it.
Exactly. So check the website. We do have those half-day trips scheduled up there. And if you've got people coming into town for the holidays, what better way to treat them to a nice California winter here where it's like 68 degrees out and great fishing on the water there. You know, it's not a lot to ask for there, but I'm sure most of those people appreciate it for sure. Seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office if you have any questions. 619-224-3383. Definitely come down and visit the tackle shop. Get some Christmas gifts for those fishermen in your life. Maybe pick up a gift card for Seaforth. Or, you know, just get them a trip. Get them a trip coming up here. You know, get them some gift cards towards the trip there, because I'm pretty sure we're going to see another great fishing season next year as everyone gets their boats set up and back out there again.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, Seaforth Sport. We've been talking a lot of Seaforth this morning with Player Supreme and stuff like that. So.
And nothing but good things,
And especially about Marcos, too.
Yeah,
Marcos,
absolutely. That guy up in the office, yeah.
So I want to go on record of mentioning again, as I have before, that I do love to fish albacore. I especially love to eat them, but it's not going to bother me if I don't see them in the bluefin here.
Yeah, I have no issues with that either.
How do you beat catching bluefin 70, 100, 150. And that nighttime fishing can be so fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard on the angler, hard on the captain, hard on the crew. But, man, is that some good fishing.
Yeah.
Well, how about the trip you ran their last trip with limits of bluefin again? You know, I mean, it's
in December.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I know the Condor and the Outrider are out there probably catching them as we speak.
Right now. Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. Well, Marcos, are you ready for it?
I am ready for it.
All right. Well, give us a number at C4 if somebody wants to come down there and hang out with you.
Phone number 619-224-3383. You can talk to the guys down here if you just want to hop online, book the reservation straight online there, c4thlanding.com, and we'll get you guys out there. We're going to let those bluefin grow a little bit bigger for a couple months here and then get right back to it.
I love it, Marcos. Great job, buddy. Appreciate the report, and we'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returned to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch for that big bluefin, but now with Fish Pros in the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They do smoked and jerky fish, the spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. They are now open at the new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We've been talking about it lately. This is the time to do it. The holiday package, the holiday special package is going on right now with Fisherman's Processing. For $55, you can get a party platter that includes a pound of smoked fish, and you get to choose between that hickory smoked tuna, wahoo, salmon, or yellowtail. It comes with three packs of their signature style tuna jerky. Again, your choice of the spicy, the black pepper, teriyaki. You also get three packs of their applewood smoked cheese. You can choose between their sharp cheddar, their pepper jack, Gouda, Gruyere, Parmesan, or Swiss. It's a really, really cool platter. And if you're showing up to a holiday platter with somebody, there's no more easy thing to do. You grab it, you cube it, you put it on a board, and you look like a hero with no time and no effort invested.
Oh,
it's a really, really cool party platter.
And then they also have that special on the spices and rub. It make great stocking stuffers for Christmas. And, Frank, you have a lot of experience at Fisherman's Processing.
Well, I do, and it's a beautiful operation right now, and they've really got a
Oh, that new facility is pretty awesome, isn't it?
Slick facility.
Yeah.
It really is nice.
Their product is second to none.
Yep.
It really is, yeah, for sure. All right. Well, phones are packed, Rick. They want to talk.
One thing I wanted to mention, Pete, for those that are concerned about the fact that they'd like to go bluefin fishing, but there's not too many boats running, January 1st on the Polaris Supreme, it's leaving on a day-and-a-half trip. There are three spots left.
Wow. So the evening of January 1st.
Yes. And then I think it's around noon or 1 o'clock.
Okay. So you get to do Christmas Eve.
And then I think it's January 3rd. There's a three-day trip that has 12 openings on it.
Wow.
That would be the last trip before we start overhauling the entire interior of the boat.
And you just check it at PolarisSupreme.com.
That's correct.
Yeah. Day and a half and then a three-day.
That's correct.
Wow.
One to mention.
And then once you do the overhaul on the boat, how long will it be out of service?
We've got trips scheduled. I think it's the last 6 days in March.
In March.
Start
a couple
then.
Months.
So we got 2.5 months basically to get that boat back into top shape, the interior wise. It's all about brightening it up. It's a little dingy right now as far as, you know, it's got things in it that have been in there 15 years. So it's time to
re-up.
Yeah, last year we had to do all kinds of other things, and this year we're concentrating that. We are overhauling an engine and doing some other things, but mainly it's going to be all interior decorating.
Very good.
That day and a half and 3 day, do they call Lindsay? Do they call the landing? How do you get on that?
Call Lindsay, and I don't have her number.
Yeah, if you just go to PolarisSupreme.com, you can probably book it online.
Right.
Too.
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it. Well, the phones are absolutely packed solid. John from Long Beach is up next here, and let's talk hookup. Good morning, John.
Good morning, everyone. Happy holidays. Great to always hear Frank and Kathy. Frank, I had a question. If you wanted to go on a trip that's already booked, what do? Just put your name on the wait list?
That is correct. Just call Monica or Jen, and they'll put you on the wait list. And as soon as an opening comes, they call them in order. Okay, and, you know, it's amazing. I was looking yesterday. I feel bad for people that are, you know, regulars that are calling and saying, and it's, you know, a lot of trips are already full. I mean, a huge percentage, you know. And so a lot of people want to go fishing the way fishing's been. So You know, that's the best thing to do because we always get cancellations. I mean, we always get them. So, I mean, I was talking to Tim the other day. He said the same thing. He went through a period for about 2 months, he said, where 3 days, 5 days, 10 days before a trip, lose one or two mm-hmm. people, you know. And, yeah, we have their deposits, but we don't want to keep their deposits. We would rather send it back to them and have guys that want to go fishing. So that's what's going on there. And that's another thing I want to mention, you know, is, God, if you think there's the slightest chance in the world that you might not be able to go, you ought to buy that trip insurance. It's yeah. definitely the way
cheap
to go.
Insurance. Even if you don't think it. Because nobody thinks it. You know, when you book your trip, you're excited, yes, and you're going fishing.
A good point.
You know, you just you know, get it.
Your great-grandmother or your great-whatever, somebody gets hurt or something, and all
this. We buy trip insurance for anything we do because we don't know what's going to happen.
Sure. And just for the emergency evac coverage, too.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just, it's silly. It's not that much money.
Yeah.
Even when I just get a trip to Hawaii, in my airfare, I get insurance. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, for sure. Buy the annual policy
exactly.
from Bob
that's,
Dawson.
That's the ticket.
That's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. For sure. Hey, great text from Gilbert in Mira Loma. But, Gilbert, you didn't give us a phone number, so how can we send you that certificate if you win? But anyway, it's a good question. He says, I'm looking at a six-day August 21st trip on the Player Supreme. I've only been on a couple of day-and-a-half trips. Do you think it's a good idea to jump to a six-day trip? Where do you think it might go? And can you rent equipment that I need? And he says, happy holidays, too. So all very good questions. Day-and-a-half to a six-day, is it too fast?
No, not at all. A day and a half trip, you're catching fish from, you know, all the way in this day and age, you're catching fish up to 250 pounds. But, you know, it's a more than likely there's a strong, now it didn't do that last year, but this year I think there's that, I know that part of that group, and I think they want to go to Guadalupe. So as long as we get a Guadalupe permit, I think that's where it's going to go.
Oh,
and
boy.
It'll be for fishing yellowtail and yellowfin tuna.
And don't wait too long on booking these trips because
there's only three spots left on that
trip.
Oh, my. And, you know, as far as that goes, as far as the equipment, all you got to do is tell Lindsay I'm going to need rental gear, and we will provide the rods for just the reels for just the cost of the line. And also C4 Sport Fishing has excellent, excellent rental equipment. So. You're covered no matter what, okay? So I wouldn't hesitate a bit.
All right, very good. Thanks for the text. Appreciate that.
All right, hey, let's jump back into the phones. Ed from Mira Mesa has been hanging in there with us. Ed, thanks for hanging in. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had two questions. The first one was about the Friends of Rollo raffle. But my second is I'm going to replace a lot of my braid, and I'm just wondering on the color of the braid. I'm kind of leaning towards white, but... you think you guys could maybe help me out? And then also, what on a splice, what knot, what is the best knot to splice braid?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm a fan of the white. I am not a fan of some of the psychedelic-looking colors, the blues and the yellows. You know, Roy was just telling me yesterday, we had a guy on the trip recently who had this bright psychedelic blue spectra, and it was just constantly in the way. And but the white can be seen. The green bothers me some because you can't see it a lot.
Can't see it.
And so splicing, what's your favorite, Rick?
I would say it depends on if it's solid or hollow.
Right.
And if it's hollow, I like to do the, you know,
yep,
that little end-to-end splice. And if I'm tying a knot, it depends for me a little bit on whether or not that knot is going to get cast through the guides.
Absolutely.
And if it's down far enough in the line, which it sounds like your case probably is going to be, I like to do two bimini twists, and then I loop-to-loop the two together, like that little, you know, four-turn cat's paw.
And I want to mention, too, that if you have not been cleaning your line, washing your line, then don't be cheap. Replace it all.
Okay. I feel the same. I just think that it is
penny wise and pound foolish.
Yeah, that's the perfect way to say it. If you're to the point where your line needs to be replaced, just replace all of it, because I think the amount that you're going to save, it's going to be $40.
It's not worth it.
You know what I mean? Like, and if that's what's connecting us to our 300-pounder or whatever the scenario might be, it's just not enough that Yeah, I'm with you. I think
it's almost like overhauling a transmission and not putting in new gaskets.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Excellent analogy.
That's great. And, yeah. And I mean, Spectra lasts a really long time. Odds are you don't need to replace it, but if it's gotten to the point where it does need to be replaced,
it's starting to fray or looking pretty shabby.
Sometimes it gets real gummy. You know, if you had a bait that was way out and the hook came back in sideways and it just twisted your line up real bad and you've got line twist that's not able to come out of it. If it's just gotten to the point where it's time to be replaced, I'm with Frank. Just replace it.
But the advantage of hollow, of course, you use hollow ace, you can replace it seamlessly too, right?
Yeah. I mean, so, yeah, that's the other side. I really like hollow Spectra, and there are times when my line doesn't need to be replaced for any strength issue, but it's twisted or whatever it may be. The beauty of having a hollow ace is you can replace that top 100 feet.
Right. So every
other season, you can be fishing and casting your baits and stacking your line with brand new, clean, good Spectra and no connections to deal with.
For sure. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Frank, this is from Harry in La Jolla. Thanks for the text, Harry. Frank, do you think the 365-day California fishing license will have a significant impact on the increasing the number of fishermen?
Oh, I think it's definitely. Do I think it's going to make a big difference? No, I don't think it'll make a big difference. I think what's made a big difference is that people, after the COVID, after the pandemic, are realizing that staying home and playing games on the computer and doing things like that and just the outdoors is a lot more fun than people tend to forget.
Fishing is more fun.
And fishing, and you're out in the clean air. And it's just a wonderful experience, you know. It's I always loved what Taka used to say. Hey, we're going fishing. We're going to have fun. And if we catch fish, it's a bonus. And, you know, if you keep that in mind, you're going to have a good time no matter what.
And the people that maybe did it years ago and haven't experienced in the recent time, the product that's put forward is so much better. The processing, when you come back from a trip, the measure of success is not the amount of fish in your pile, but it is a big part of it. I mean, you're bringing home a quality of fish that you can't even buy anywhere nowadays. I mean, these bluefin trips that we've had, when you're coming home with 250-pound bluefin and you slide them over to Fisherman's Processing and you get you're able to now put fish in your freezer that you couldn't, you know, you'd have difficulty finding anywhere.
Yeah.
And there's real value in the product that comes home.
Oh, no question.
You know what, Kathy and I right now, we eat a lot of yellowtail. And right now, the yellowtail we're eating is 2 years old.
Wow.
And it's delicious.
Wow.
And that's, you know, it's vacuum-packed. It's not... It's
properly
amazing.
Processed.
Yeah. And that's correct.
Properly caught, captured, you know, put in RSW, brought back, you know...
Everything about it.
But it tastes like you just caught it.
That's awesome. Yeah. I have to ask, what's the favorite preparation? Yellowtail for a crusty house.
Pretty simple.
Barbecue with butter.
Nice. That sounds good to me, man.
And lime.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great text. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had anybody. But my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 Pilot House over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do, but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, having a lot of fun with Frank and Kathy. Been a very busy morning, but if you want to join us, still plenty of opportunity. Give us a call at 213-432-1090 or shoot us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app. We're going to jump right into the phone, this time talking to Tom. Tom comes from Temecula. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Merry Christmas to you all early. My question, Frank, is years ago, you were running the Speed Twin out of San Diego there, and I was curious to what happened to that boat and what were the challenges running that. It was a catamaran, I believe, that was made out of aluminum.
Yep, and the last place that ended up was at Islandia Sport Fishing.
Really?
And the problems with the boat, I don't know if it's still in existence or what, but the problems with the boat was the structure and the cracking of the aluminum. It wasn't supported properly. There wasn't enough longitudinals in it. And it was built with the idea of saving money, which, you know, sometimes doesn't.
On the marine environment, doesn't work.
So it was never structurally correct because it had some cracking problems all within a year or two after it went in the water. And so where it went, I have no idea, but you're bringing back old things there.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about that. That's really cool.
Interesting. Hey, it was a half-day boat.
Was it particularly fast or stable or anything different?
It was faster. Uh-huh. And, you know, I never rode it, so I couldn't tell you if it was more stable, but that was the idea.
Okay.
Yeah, catamaran, yeah.
That's
all right. Tom, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, here's a text from Brian in Westminster. I'd really like to go fishing on the Royal Polaris with Frank running the boat. Is there a way to know which trips Frank will be on the boat? Good question, Brian.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll see. I'd say the best thing to do is call Monica at our office, and we'll see if we can work something like that, you know. But you might regret it.
I don't think so.
But
yeah. You kind of know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we
when you're
going to
run trips.
So
call Monica at the office and say, I want to go on a trip with Frank.
Okay. Yeah. Probably the only guy that'll ask. But
yeah, I don't think so. I doubt that.
Well, the phones are packed up. We're going to talk to Ben, who's called us from Chula Vista this morning. Good morning, Ben. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Good morning.
Hey, just a little recap. Went down to Baja and nailed him in Bay of L.A. Huge yellowtail on the dropper loop. It was awesome. And you know, went down for the Baja 1000, sort of had the race team gas money and drove all the way to Cabo and caught 8 mahi-mahi out with the fin chaser out of Cabo. It was definitely different style fishing than I was used to, having, you know, 8 rods going on the back of this, you know, marlin fisher. But very, it took a lot away from it educational-wise, you know, know what to expect next time. And my question is, how old was Frank when he got his captain's license?
The day I turned 21.
The day you turned, was that the regulation back then?
Yeah.
Is it still the regulation, 21?
You can start getting, what is it?
I think 18 you have to be, but you can start getting your hours pre that, right?
Right.
But you can get a captain's license today at 18.
I don't think you can get a master's.
A master's.
Okay. Ton master's at 18.
And you had a 100-ton master's at 21.
The day I turned 21. And
wow.
I remember who gave me the test, and it was Donna Jenkins.
Wow.
She was working for the Coast Guard then.
Wow.
And it was right downtown here in San Diego in the old building there.
What year was that? Come on, we're testing you, Frank.
I don't know, but the Albacore fishing was good.
It's like it'd been about 58 years ago.
All right.
That's really cool.
That's cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. A good text here from one of our listeners. And I want to thank everybody for texting, too. It's, of course, Adam Clark is our main man on the app. I guess there's some volume issues on the app today, and please bear with us. Just turn it up a little bit, but apologize for those. But thanks to Adam Clark for this brilliant addition to our show, because it's really added a lot. And this is from Sean in Roseville. He will be on the 5-day trip on the RP on the 26th of December, and wondering, where are you going?
Well, it's hard to say at this moment. There's very good yellowtail at Canoas and Rosario, and there is the strong possibility of Guadalupe Island.
Okay, on a 5-day.
Oh, yeah.
Could do it.
We've done it many years on the 5-day.
Yeah.
It gives you basically 2.5 days of fishing, and if you go the other way, you get about a good 3 days of fishing at least. So it's hard to say at this moment. And the decision will be up to Jonathan Yamati.
Jonathan Yamati's running that
trip. Absolutely.
Wow. You got an A-team member, for sure. Yeah. All right.
That's
good one.
Cool. Hey, a fun event coming up for the San Diego Anglers. They're having their fishing tackle swap meet on Wednesday, December 8th at Portuguese Hall in San Diego. If you would like to come and sell and be a vendor, it's available to you. It's if you're a San Diego Anglers member, it's only $10 to be a seller.
Wow.
And it's if you're a non-member but you've got a bunch of fishing gear that you'd like to sell, it's $20. It's definitely open to the public. The doors open at 5 o'clock, so it's from 5 to 8, kind of surrounding when their meetings would be. Wednesday. Yeah, if you wanted to be a purchaser, you can start setting your stuff up at 4. But, this Wednesday, December the 8th at Portuguese Hall.
Which is right there in Shelter Island.
Yeah, if you wanted more info, you could call Larry at 619-788-6726.
But just show up if you want to be a vendor or a buyer.
Yeah, I think I would if you're going to be a vendor, I would probably call them. I don't know. Debbie was able to pass that along. The San Diego Anglers do so much, for all of us angling community-wise, and they always run. Whatever those guys do, their events are always very well organized. So I would probably call Larry or jump on their website, to get a little more info. But, if you're wanting to get a deal on some used tackle at a swap meet, Wednesday at Portuguese Hall.
There you go. All right. Let's jump back.
And, if you got a bunch of old jigs to sell, just make sure you let Rick Maxson know. The entire staff of the tackle store at Fisherman's Landing will be there just cutting each
going through the
throat
and
to get them.
Exactly what Frank said. Let me know first, and I'll make sure to disperse it amongst the crew.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah, sure.
A day after the sale.
Yeah.
You got that right. Well, the phones are packed. Everybody wants to talk to Frank and Kathy. We're going to jump right back into them and talk to Bud. He's called us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Bud? Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Morning, guys. This is Bud Stevens. Calling for Frank.
Buddy.
But I just want to... Yeah, I want to tell a story about Frank and the boat and my son and, talk about some memorable stories. But we were down a long time ago off of Clarion, and we were fishing. We were ready to leave. Frank gets on the PA and goes, hey, we're leaving in a half an hour. My son catches a fish. Frank comes down there and goes, better hurry up, Brandon, better hurry up, because we're leaving. Brandon put the wood to it and got that fish in. The fish came in at 214, his first 200-pound fish.
Wow.
And he made it about 5 minutes before Frank said, we're leaving. He was sweating like a dog, and it brought tears to my eyes. But it was
awesome,
a heck of a story,
man.
And I'll tell you, it's been enjoyable with Frank. I mean, there's every trip I've been on with him, Roy, and Jonathan. I mean, it's just an absolute ball. So If you guys are looking for a boat to fish on, this is the boat to go on.
Thanks, buddy.
That's awesome.
Nice. All right. Well, appreciate good. The call.
Great story.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Let's jump back into them. This time talking to Todd. Todd's calling from Costa Mesa this morning. Todd, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Great show. Hey, I have a question for Frank, and I got a question for Rick. So my question for Frank is, you know, regarding the CARB laws and how those are affecting the private boater fleet, you know, there's a lot of glass holes and wood holes. Frank, how do you think the new proposed CARB laws will affect the private boater fleet, being that the engines run so hot and, you know, most of our boats are fiberglass? And then my question for Rick real quick, hey, I got the Shimano Tranks. I got the 400 and the 500 HGs. Do you prefer the Power Pro or the thinner one, the Max Quattro? Which braid do you recommend?
Frank, CARB laws and the private boaters.
It's coming first.
It's coming.
Well, it's coming. It's just a question whether it's going to be reasonable. But as far as the private boaters go, you know, it just depends. When you say a private boater, are we talking about a 22-footer with an outboard, or are we talking about...
We're talking about diesel engines.
About diesel engines. Well, when we're talking about diesel engines, I think you're going to have many of the same problems that we're having.
Yeah.
No question.
And a lot of it depends whether you can build a DEF tank into the boat. That's one thing.
Yeah.
And the other thing is will there be engines that you can retrofit with? I find it very hard to believe that they're going to be able to control every private boat there is in the country.
It's crazy.
Or in California. Yeah. So it is a crazy, ridiculous.
It's absolutely,
you know,
absurd.
And when there are so many industries much bigger than the 177 sport fishing boats, why us?
Right.
Why are they?
Right.
Why are they doing? But forget that. You know, are we in favor of less emissions? Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. But, you know, get the technology first. And then if the government really wants us to replace all our engines, then come up with the program that allows us to afford to do it.
To do it.
Okay.
And here's
if we can, you know, if they can keep printing all this money to help, well, look at the subsidies that farmers get.
Yeah.
Okay. And then on top of the most ridiculous thing about the CARB thing, I'm getting away from the private boats, but taking the sport fishing boats out of the commercial area.
That's the ridiculous part.
It's like they want to, you know.
It's they're targeting the sport fishing
boats. It comes back to what the lady told, I forget who it was, when they were doing the MPA thing.
Right.
She said, you know, it's not just setting up private area or areas where you can't fish. We want to abolish fishing in the state of California.
Yeah.
They don't want us to fish.
Yeah.
Period.
Right.
Okay. That's it.
No, that's true. And so, and this is just a follow up on that from our illustrious Governor Gavin Newsom. Yeah. Got to get rid of that guy. Hey, a good text here came through. Do they still throw a second rod on a long range trip? And that came from Jeff.
Very rarely compared to what it used to be, okay? And, you know, it's a good thing. And that's obviously because of the capacity of your reel now with Spectra. You get so much more Spectra.
But it still happens, right?
Yeah, it still happens, but not as often.
And do you guys still carry skiffs? You put people in skiffs?
Well, we don't on certain trips. We do on some trips.
Uh-huh.
But, no, you know, we haven't put a person in a skiff in 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And I still say it's mainly the capacity of your Spectra.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but do you still have a backup rod available if necessary?
Yes, we do.
Or two or three.
Yes. Yeah.
Kathy, have you ever had the backup go in on any of your big ones?
No. Thank goodness.
Always able to get them stopped.
I've seen it happen, though. Yeah. I saw it.
Oh, I had one. Yeah.
I saw a phenomenal battle.
Generally, 80% of the ones that when you throw a backup in get lost.
Yep. I had one on the Royal Polaris.
The video, right?
At Clarion, way back when. No, that was on the Polaris Supreme. I had two of them.
That's one of my favorites. I remember watching that as a little kid.
And Frank was on the boat. We were at Clarion years ago and had one, you know, was fishing with the wrong gear and, you know, instantly emptied the reel with some giant.
You mean you didn't listen again?
Yeah, exactly.
I got to say.
It's typical, right?
Did you hook the big one on a Newell?
No, well, that was on the Polaris Supreme.
Okay, that's the one I'm thinking.
That was on a Newell, like a
big 600
old,
series Newell.
That was like 30 years ago, right?
I didn't want to say anything, but I always fish for the 300-pounder.
Yeah, so I know.
I don't go in with anything light.
Yeah, well, you know, I wasn't that experienced back then, shall we say. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, had it happen cool, twice, man. And guess what? Lost both fish.
Okay.
Never saw them again. But we did get the rod and the reel back. So.
Yeah, you don't very often lose it.
Yeah.
Unless somebody hooks a wahoo and cuts it off or something.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. But that's
I think maybe I've seen one lost.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go and jump
back
in the
story, man. I dig that. You got it. Well, if you want to get through with this, your good opportunities, 213-432-1090. We're going to talk to Tom. He's called us from University City this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. My question is about the characteristics of the – I'm interested in why the Royal Polaris is a good riding boat. I know it is because I've been on it. But what are the design characteristics of the Royal Polaris that make it so seaworthy and comfortable?
That's a great question.
Well, it's interesting that, first of all, its width is huge, okay? But the – you know, there's – two other boats, and I'm not going to mention names here because there's two other boats that are just as wide, okay, but they're much heavier, okay, and if you're in rough seas, especially coming home, I've watched these other two boats just take mountains of water clear over the top of the bridge, and on the RP, we're not even taking them over the bow.
Boat ride, so just amazing.
Just amazing to me. I watch it. I've seen it so many times. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying when it's crappy that the Royal Polaris is like silk. No, it can be
rough as rough.
Uncomfortable, rough as rough. But we aren't taking huge amounts of water over the top of
the
bridge.
It's a much drier boat,
and therefore definitely a little bit more comfortable. But it's mainly that and its width. It's got just a combination of characteristics that Todd Chafee and Bill Poole put together that make that boat unique.
You've got to drive a ton of big boats. What's it like behind the wheel, like performance, driving that boat versus, you know, all of the other boats that you've been behind the wheel of?
I have a hard time on any other boat. I really do. The RP, it just to me, is like, God, it is such a pleasure to handle. I don't ever worry about any tight spot that I have to get into because I know I can.
That's cool.
And she's fast, too. Three engines?
She still cruises faster than, I think, any other boat in the fleet.
Wow. But, pretty awesome.
You know, when we leave and we go to Alaos Rocks, we're always there by 7 in the morning, where most of the other guys don't get there until 10:30 or something like
and
that.
It's hard to describe, but it's still got just the sexiest lines of any boat.
Oh, yeah.
Like that boat backing in. I've been working at Fisherman's Landing since I was in high school, and every day that boat comes in, you stop and you look at it, like, man, that is such a good-looking boat.
She's
just
something special. And that's all, you know, hats off to Bill Poole and Todd Chafee.
Pretty amazing.
Amazing job.
One quick follow-up before we have to move here. But John from Escondido wants to know if Frank and Kathy are going on a 22-day trip in February.
Oh, of course, I'm running that trip.
You're running that trip.
Yeah. Well, along with Jim Hughes.
Jim Hughes is going? And Trevin,
yep.
Oh.
And yes, I'm going.
You're going. Okay, John.
I might not be able to pull on many fish, but I'm going.
You're going. Okay.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the Liberties. We're giving away a full-day trip and a gift certificate to the Royal Polaris, Shogun, or Supreme. Your choice. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time for the big winners of all the phone callers going fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing on a full-day trip. Congratulations to Todd in Costa Mesa and all of those great texts, and everyone was eligible. The big text winner, congratulations, Gilbert in Mira Loma. You got your choice of a $200 gift certificate on board the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, or the Polaris Supreme. That is not going to be an easy decision.
Yeah, for
congrats,
sure.
Congrats, Gilbert.
Well, and sure want to thank Frank and Kathy for coming in. Always a pleasure, Frank, to have you here, and Kathy too. It's just
really fun.
Always
guys.
I mean, you heard the people, if they want to hear more of you, so you just have to come back.
Thanks for having us.
I always look forward to being on the show. Yeah. Kathy and I both do. And you know, I wanted to mention too that we have a 6-day trip leaving. I think it's the 14th of December on the Shogun. That is definitely going to Guadeloupe.
Oh.
Everybody, if I remember right, it's limited to 20 passengers.
Oh, are you kidding?
And there are two openings left.
So oh, man, what an opportunity.
There will not be anybody in the office today or tomorrow, but there will be Monday morning.
All right.
Okay.
So,
you book it online.
You can book it online because
there are
only two spots left.
That's
with 20 passengers on the Shogun in mid-December.
Do it.
Dude.
Oh,
I mean,
just do it.
Yeah.
But it is, like I said, it's going to Guadeloupe.
Yeah, that's
slow
awesome.
Time of work year. You can slide on in. You're not going to be missing a whole lot at the office, man.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, somebody wants more information, Royal Polaris Shogun, how do we get a hold of you, Frank?
619-226-8030 or simply get on the website. That's about it.
RoyalPolaris.com or ShogunSportFishing.com. Right, Kathy?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, thanks, Kathy. Good luck on the shoulder rehab. And,
thank you.
We'll be looking forward to those big bass for you at El Salto.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
You're going after us. I'll let you know. I'll at least coach or help Frank get his.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll be the cheerleader.
Yeah. And one thing I want to mention, too, Frank, you're available in the office. People want to talk to you about the boats, about fishing, about history, whatever, right?
I'm generally in there every day between 8 and 3. Or 8 and 2:30, 3 and 3:30. And except when I am on the boat or now when I go up to Northern California to my ranch. So,
all right. Thank you.
It's a fun show.
Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Christian for manning the phones, manning the board. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Mike Lum with Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea and all kinds of special things. And then we also have a special mystery guest coming in, and he's a special guest.
Big news.
So you'll have to watch for that. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.